ladies and gentlemen, for the 835th time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Jew, a.k.a. the Snake Hunter.
What up, bitches?
As well as the Black Hand of Mike, a.k.a. El Black Hande.
Yeah.
Me, I am Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
Oh, man, Mike, it's the greatest of things, man. Nice weather out, the birds
man,
are chirping.
Hey, bro, what you talking? Look, I had the windows open last night. Fresh air in the house. Boy, couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Unit, you wake up and you got snakes in the basement.
I've always had snakes in the basement because I don't get on a plane.
Well, if you went and got on a plane, you'd just take them with you, wouldn't you?
Stupid.
Snakes in the basement. I'm tired of these goddamn snakes in the basement.
I knowed about them because I found that snake skin that about 4 footer hanging out on a sidewalk.
Sure.
So I was like, I always knew Dave was down there.
Well, they're welcome to chill.
Plus, I found some babies a long time ago, like 3 or so odd years ago. So I figured there's like, you know, family lived down yonder.
Yeah, man, you got snake like haven down there.
I got one this morning, but I got one more peeking out at me. That one this morning scared the shit out of my ass because he was legitly like a foot and a half from my head, like eye level. Like I just looked up. Oh, Jesus. He's one of them. Like a little black snake. But I just catch them and let them be free and see if they can get back in the house. That's what I do.
But you don't tag them in a sense. You don't do anything to them.
Ooh, I should.
Be able to tell. Yeah.
Hey, put a blood dart in his ass or something hanging off the backside or something like that. That's pretty much what they're using.
That's gonna,
I don't think that's quite the route to go. I think maybe a little paint pen. You know what I mean?
That's going
to
wear off, though, man. I might have to use wire. Maybe I'd do a little hole and loop a little wire in his ass.
I don't think that's going to do good. You're going to kill that snake.
Nah, man.
Oh, wait, but you go punch a hole in him and stick a wire
through.
Yeah,
just a hole. That's what they do, bro. That's what the damn doctor...
You gotta know where you're punching it at.
You are not a scientist, bro. You don't know how to do that.
The way their scales are, you'd have to get under a scale and plug a scale. Not into the fucking snake.
Yeah, he gonna poke a hole.
Because you're gonna fucking stab the full fucking snake.
Man, I put a nail.
That's what they do with all the other fucking animals.
I put a nail through them and just
left
it in there.
That's what they do with the gators. Of course, they're dead when they do that on the gators.
So the other one, you got the lamb down there, which should bring it out because it's cool. It'll wrap itself around near a heat source.
In theory, that's the plan. So I got the lamp in the bucket, and I got the board leaned up against the wall so he can just...
So are you trying to make it so that he'll get on the lamp, and all you have to do is just sort of go flip a switch
bucket? He did a fucking Looney Tunes trap.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get him to get close. I can throw the bucket. I can throw the lamp in the woods too with the snake. As you know, I don't use the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's just there for decoration and shit like that. And I ain't the decoratorial type, so I could be good with one lamp.
The decoratorial type.
I get rid of a table or something like that. I'll burn a table to make it even out. You know what I'm saying? Like, get rid of a lamp, burn a table. Then you'd be straight. Then you have one table, one lamp. That one's fucking... not needed anyways, you know what I mean? What Lot puts his drink on there, what?
Yeah,
45 minutes on Sunday, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Floor would suffice for that.
Yeah, you could put a bucket over there or something to be fine. I mean, like, you got a girlfriend now, so what the hell do you care about the, like, layout of the house and having it be presentable as shit?
Oh, she told me I need these lamps, I need more shit, you know what I mean? That's where that all came from, because I didn't never need the lamp, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's all you need is the lamp.
But most houses have pictures and shit up and
no, most
shit,
people
you know
have lights.
That's also true.
That's what you don't have.
I got the light there. It's not my fault I got to board up the windows, bro. Like, that's coming down soon.
Yeah, but
now
that's,
you got light, but you don't use light.
You don't light.
Costs money, man. Electricity. I like this light right here where you open the door and the light come in.
But you don't like the birds out there saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then they be yelling at me and shit. That's like using up my electricity. This ain't your electricity, bird. Shut up. Find a worm. Find a worm. Leave me alone.
Ain't there any worms out there for you to fucking cook that goddamn loud mouth? I can talk bird too, bitch.
I can talk bird too.
Goddamn loud mouth ass birds. Hey, put some worms in them mouths.
Yeah, you got
shut the fuck up.
Or find them stink bugs that floating around this motherfucker. Start gnawing on them motherfucker. Do something with your life.
The what?
Stink bugs, man. Goddamn birds.
But that's just it. They don't eat them.
I know, fuckers. Nothing eats a stink bug. What the fuck are they even here for?
A frog that's over there in China.
Nah, a China frog eats a stink bug.
There's some people that eat them.
What?
People eat stink bugs?
They make a stink bug.
Like pumpkin seeds?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You can't be real.
Like seasoning.
I bet people do eat roasted stink bug, bro.
Oh, bro.
That don't surprise me, but I'm just saying.
A little bit of salt and pepper on it. You get that little stank funk?
Hey, man, you put a little of that stank funk.
That might cook sweet, though.
Mm-hmm. You put a little sugar in there, and what you do is you do a dry rub stink bug. Stink bug sugar dry rub on your swine.
A little brown sugar, a little granulated sugar, a hit of garlic.
You smoke that thing. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your knife, you're going to turn it sideways, you're going to crack this here piece of garlic. Then you're going to chop it up in little tiny pieces. Then you're going to mix that in with these here stink bugs. You're going to crack them up too. Put them in your Cuisinart and blend them up real nice. Now you're going to throw in a half a cup of white sugar and a half a cup of brown sugar. Now you're going to blend that up in your Cuisinart some more. Now we take that thing here, we're going to dry rub this here butt. Now we're going to stick this butt in the smoker for the next 6 hours. And I'm trying to tell you what.
It says stink bugs are not poisonous to humans, but when crushed and chewed, they often release a liquid that is very foul taste and odor that causes stomach ache. Can't is the cancer of habit. But it says, prepared as a snack in some groups in southern Africa, the stink bug is delicious and a good source of protein and antioxidants.
How? How, Sway? If it's getting white people sick as fuck, how the fuck the average dude start gnawing on them and shit, man?
Oh, let's see here.
And then why the Africans hating on your black people like that if they're their own breed? If they can just eat stink bug like it ain't nothing.
African Americans can't eat stink bugs, but Africans can?
Apparently.
No, I'm pretty sure everyone can.
Oh, so wait a minute. They have to remove the stink glands first.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So you gotta remove a fucking gland from a goddamn bug.
Off that little thumbnail-sized fucking animal.
Bust out the tweezers and the magnifying glass. You get in there, pull out them stink glands.
That's a lot of work,
delicious. A stink bug with no stank is delicious.
But it says it has a lot of protein and 9 essential amino acids.
Well, what you do is you do fried rice with a little bit of stink bug. Stink bug fried rice.
Look, stink bug crumble?
Look, it's like Cheerios. Yeah,
stink bug crumble. Look. Put that on your apple dessert.
Apple fritter, stink bug, apple stink bug fritter.
I got an apple stink bug fritter, dog.
So look, it says stink bugs also contain cholesterol lowering fatty acids.
Oh man, see they healthy as fuck, bro. How big is the gland, bro? I can't be D-dicking a stink bug, I don't think, to eat it,
you
though,
said
man.
D-dicking.
That's what I think D-dicking. It's really. Yeah, they call it a sweat gland. I think that's his penis, bro.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, they all have penises.
They all got penises.
Every one of
them. They call it a sweat gland. They're all like the seahorses, man.
They're asexual.
Asexual. They got vag.
They just split. They're like, hey,
that's why they got two of them. One is the vag and one is the dick.
He said one's a stupid ass.
They just think it's glands.
They're all hermaphrodites.
Sorry, Dr. Oz ain't figured that out yet. You got to do more research, doctor. You ain't got the answers, Dr. Oz. I've been doing
this more than you. It's not giving me. It's not saying.
Because you don't got the answers, Dr. Oz.
It's not saying how big the gland is. You ain't
been doing it. It's got to be hard.
But they're saying that average. Oh, wait a minute.
How you remove a sweat gland or stink bug gland from a stink bug? I bet that's in YouTube.
You might just be lucky. You might be able to just pull the wings and the gland comes with them or something.
Okay, from what this diagram looks like.
You probably come up with an automated machine that can stamp them out real quick. You know what I mean? You just put them on a line and bring them through.
All right, so the gland, if you got a stink bug upside down, a stink bug has 6 legs, all right? You got the 2 front legs and then the 2 in the middle. The gland is under the armpit of the 2 in the middle.
Oh, man, that's dead center, bro. What the hell? How are you getting any meat out of that?
And that
you
little tiny
fold
thing.
Fold them back and pop that thing out of there.
Stink bug is 1.7 centimeters big. So your thumbnail. So the gland has to be a couple millimeter, like a millimeter.
Yeah.
That you're pulling out. So you just got pulled from what it looks like it's connected to that fucking.
Bring me one of them there stink bugs from that room there, Felicia. Let me look at it there.
I'm going to pull his legs off.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Hope stink glands come
with
it.
We're going to de-stink it.
D-stink.
Tell me what this tastes like. Hey, tell me what this here stink bug tastes like.
You're
going
to take it to work and have somebody try.
Yeah, because it looks like it's connected to the actual. So if you pull that leg out, you might be able to pull the leg and the gland all together.
Oh, you should just pull his leg out. That ain't too bad. You just de-leg his ass.
But still, doing that to get however much, what do you, how much you need for like a fucking.
What you do is you set up
how many peanuts you usually eat when you're eating in peanuts.
Set up a machine, right, that lasers them in half. Because you're making them into tiny little pieces for food anyway. So you set up the machine that lasers them in half and just burns and cauterizes away the stink gland that's on them legs. So you just basically slice them right down the middle and take the legs and the stink gland out all at the same time. Middle legs, stink gland gone. Now you just drop the rest of them down here into this here blender, like a Cuisinart.
Blender or deep fryer.
Large size Cuisinart. And what you do is we're going to make a panko breadcrumb crumble here. We're going to mix this here up with some panko breadcrumbs and we're going to fry some chicken. I'll try to tell you, come with a honey mustard, you ain't going to know what happened to you, bro.
Put a whole new time of putting some stank on it.
We put some stankless stank on there. Mixing it up with some panko breadcrumbs.
Some stankless stank. Fucking fried chicken.
Man, I had something. Damn it.
Salt and pepper.
I was singing something about fried chicken and mustard. And honey mustard or something, man. I don't remember what that was, man, but that was a good-ass song, man. Damn, that was a good-ass song yesterday.
So you
want to
sing honey mustard and chicken?
Oh, no, but you just said that. I was singing about fucking something about fried chicken. All I can remember hearing my boy down below me like, man, you ain't right, motherfucker. God damn. It's fried. I don't remember what beat it was. It was damn near like 1 o'clock, so I don't even, you know.
Who was with you? Was the boy with you?
No, my boy at work. All right. Like I was at work in a lift up in the air.
I see. You know he coming up with something.
Uh-huh. I think it was something about.
You need to learn to record yourself. When you get in the zone, bust out that phone and start videoing yourself.
Well, I need a phone to see what I was doing. That was my light. Uh-huh. Something about rubbery chicken, honey, or mustard. Don't put no mustard on no chicken.
Don't put no mustard on your chicken.
In it. Damn it, man. The other thing I was thinking, all right, how mad would you be if you was at the Milli Vanilli concert when the CD skipped, bro?
I mean, I don't know
if I would have been mad.
I don't think I'd have been that mad.
I wasn't mad when fucking it skipped to begin with.
I went in with low expectations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, it's Milli Vanilli, man. I'm trying to fuck this chick I'm here with. I'm not here to see Milli Vanilli.
I say that at work and my brother's like, what? Who?
they're not too young.
People don't know references, man. I was hanging out with some friends of mine that are like older than us, and then one dude was like, "Yeah, I can't keep up with your show. Y'all got the references I don't know nothing about." And you know that Cardi B shit.
Sorry, we old.
But now he older than us. He's like, "Yeah, I don't know what y'all talking about."
Oh, come on, he gotta get shit together.
Yeah, no,
I ain't got nothing to say for that. Then
I don't know how to deal with it. I just keep making the show.
Because I mean, really, if you want to look at the reference, you can pull up the reference. Like,
but who's gonna do that? Like, in fairness, like who's gonna in the middle of the
really
show be like,
be
"Who is this booty?"
Yeah, if you're
almost something. Referred everybody in the world.
Yeah,
and spoke of everything in the world. 800 some odd episodes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've touched almost everything.
We're touching everything.
We touched just about every goddamn thing.
We've touched a lot of stuff, for sure. We have bastardized a lot of things.
This one chick I work with, she didn't know who Blank Man was because we got a dude I call Jesus. Blank Man at work.
What is her age?
She's 56.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You ain't been doing education. You know, I say, man, we were talking and we were laughing.
Well, she's 56. She had to be, 30-ish? When Blank Man came out?
Yeah.
40, maybe?
No. When Blank Man came out, if she's, you say 56 now, she'd have been, I don't know, 28?
Yeah,
well, was that
like
90s
that.
Or 80s, Blank Man?
90s.
Blank Man was in the 90s.
Probably 95,
early
96.
90s, yeah.
Everything was in the 90s, really.
There was a lot of good stuff in the 90s, but we were kids, so we think of everything as being good for
men.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the Yellow Pages and fucking...
Yeah, that's the problem. We came out at a good...
1-800-COLLECT.
We came out in a good...
You remember 1-800-COLLECT?
...genre or a good span of years, so everything else sucks.
But that's what the kids nowadays think. Like, your boy's in there like, man, I live the best time to be alive. I'm on this video game here, hanging out with my friends.
Talking to your friends and shit.
That I don't get to see. Like, we think we had it better because we would hang out with our friends when we played video games.
Yeah. You had to go over, plug up the controller.
Yeah. Like,
and be trying to beat the game. Actually beat a game. Like, not fucking just do dumb shit on
like, when
game.
GoldenEye came out and we started playing GoldenEye 4 deep with our friends. Like, that was... Like,
that was the shit.
That was some crazy
that
stuff.
That was the game.
Yeah. That was the game.
See,
that
my,
was the
shit game. Was, my shit was
they were a
Def Jam Vendetta because you could play four players.
There were
it was
a number,
on a PlayStation joint.
There were a very high number of games
where you can rack up two to four players on the same screen.
Yeah.
Legendary.
If it did a four-way split screen or you could have four motherfuckers going, like if you were doing like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers love that Smash Brothers shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that. Can you not play, can you play 4 deep on Smash Bros on like the Switch and shit like that nowadays?
Yeah, you can.
I would imagine.
You can do it now, yeah.
But it's all
interconnected. But it's only with the Switch, though.
It's on the web.
Now, with the Switch, I don't know if you can play against other people.
Like, is it split screen or are you just playing everybody online?
It
has its own screen.
With the Switch,
it's like a little Game Boy, right?
It's like an iPad turned into a Game Boy.
You can have it on the TV.
Yeah, you can play it on the TV.
So you play all four people. It's one screen with all four of y'all
on the same stage. You gotta have those Switch controllers.
Yeah, you gotta have the Switch controllers to play that.
Which is essentially you have your own Switch, right?
No,
if you've
not
got the controllers.
Because the controllers you can buy separate. And all you need is just one fucking side.
Man, I'm so out of the loop. I don't even know.
I never even fucked with
Switch. When I got my kids to Switch, I got them the Mario joint. I'm like, yo, but I got them extra controllers because I'm like, yo, we can all play because all you need is just one side because the controller is the same fucking buttons on each one of them. But if you take one off, you have your own separate controller to play the Mario game, like a little fucking tiny Nintendo fucking controller.
Right.
Is what you basically have in your hand, you know. So.
I mean, I've seen the setup, and you know, it's funny. Like, I sit here and like I've like my life has changed since I started doing the podcast videos on a simpler tip, where I'm just like, we spend as little time as possible doing this.
Yeah, you gotta make it efficient.
Yeah, and now I've got like other things, other time to do other things, and you know, sometimes I think, boy, it could be interesting to like get a video game.
Going,
you know what I mean? But like, I still don't want to take the time for it.
I haven't done that, but I've been feeling the same urge like yesterday when I went and got my eyes done. I was like, you know what? Because GameStop is right next to the place. I'm like, I haven't played a video game in a while. I might go home and try to play a video game.
Well, you know what?
But instead, I went home, did laundry, cooked dinner, and fucking got my shit together for the next day.
Grown-ass, domesticated-ass motherfucker.
You know, like, fuck. I didn't play no video game. I'm thinking about playing a video game today, knowing damn well I know I'm not going to go home and play a video game.
Well, for me, I think that really, like, I probably won't get into video games again until Grand Theft Auto 6 drops.
Yeah, and that's when I want to definitely play.
Yeah.
And that's when I'll get a new system.
I'll get whatever the new system is I need
that
for
shit,
the.
I don't
that.
Know, though, man. That. I think that's I'm going to be disappointed in that game.
Why? How do you feel?
Dude, I was disappointed in 5, man. There's not really all that much you can do. You can literally sit down and beat Grand Theft Auto 5.
You gotta play it
online.
With
all three characters, fucking like story mode.
You gotta play it online. That's where all the wild
shit
is.
That's where all the wild, yeah, but see,
that's
I don't play
where
it online.
Wild West is.
I played the game because I don't like getting online doing all that shit.
Yeah, but why you gotta be online to actually play the game?
You
know what I mean? What the fuck?
There's more to do in the online version.
Yeah, in the online world of it, there's a fuck ton of shit I've seen.
A buddy of mine told me that you could like change the amount of people that you can interact with to none online, so then you can go on and do the missions that they have online. That's all kinds of new shit, where they got like heists and all sorts of stuff. They spent like a decade making other missions that are online exclusive that are not a part of the game.
Yeah.
You remember when you had Red Dead Redemption and you got like the haunted, like the zombie thing or whatever that you could do too? That's like an online thing, but they've got like 30 or 100 of those different.
You know,
things.
I never played that other second part of that.
I haven't either, but like.
Like I got it, but I haven't played the second
that,
part.
The Nightmare Jones? I played
Red Dead
Nightmare. One time, man, and then I.
You said it was hard, and I never
gave it. It's hard as fuck, yeah, and I think I traded that game in, damn it, because I've been looking for that bitch. Uh-huh. Because I wanted to turn.
Well,
I wanted
like,
to play that game.
Red Dead Classic, the original Red Dead, like, on PlayStation 2.
With the revolver?
Yeah. Well, there was Red Dead Revolver on PS2.
Oh, yeah, Red Dead Revolver, yeah.
And then there was the PS3 had Red Dead whatever. Redemption.
Yeah. Is that the one?
What it's called? Yeah.
That was the one before the one he just bought that he didn't like because of fishing.
Well, because, yeah, the newest one, the fishing pissed him off and he didn't play it again.
Fishing
should have been the last stuff that you did.
Yeah.
Hell no.
You fish in real life, dog. Like, what is that? That's like going on there and trying to bang chicks. Like, what am I going to go bang chicks on here?
That's like Grand Theft Auto in the strip club.
So I'm saying, like, why would I be at the strip club in Grand Theft Auto? I don't ever go to the strip club in Grand Theft Auto unless it's like part of the fucking mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're like, we're going to the strip club, all right then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing these things that I want to do in real life and on the video game, unless it's like racing a car in the streets, running from the cops, that kind of stuff. I'm not going to do that in real life. That's what the video game is for.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's what Grand Theft Auto was amazing for. Like, what the hell? Let's have a shootout with the DEA.
Just go to town, blow up a whole bunch of police cars with a tank, run over them and shit.
Yeah.
And escape in a helicopter or a jet.
Well, maybe I'll look at that then. Playing online.
Yeah, check it out, dude. Expand your horizons.
Then you'll be yelling like your boy.
Yup.
Nah, I don't give a fuck all
you'll
like
that. You're going to be like in the middle of another. Damn it!
I'll just turn on Ghostbusters.
You can't hear me!
Yeah, that new joint's about to drop here soon, isn't it? Should be coming out next week.
What, a movie?
The new Ghostbusters, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been playing a game.
They got a game?
They got a couple of them.
Hmm.
For the Xbox. It's like new age, though. It's not really like the old. They got one game where it looks like it got like the old school characters with the brown outfit and shit.
Should I remember the fucking like, Ghostbusters like the cartoon? Game.
Like the real Ghostbusters cartoon?
Like the real Ghostbusters had they were wearing the whole outfit. Yeah, I guess this was almost. But this is like. This
I the game it was I
got,
for,
like newer. It's got young cats and shit, young characters, and it's all.
Was it based on the movies? The new ones?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember playing that game with, I think it was Nintendo. Yeah, it had to be Nintendo when I had that fucking game. Because well, you got was to the drive original, Echo 1.
There was the original game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
8-bit.
Yeah. I played it with Nintendo. I remember that.
I knew about that.
Well, like, my boy had the Game Genie. And because you know when
I remember the Game Genie.
When you would climb the stairs, because you know how in the movie they had to climb the stairs to get to the top of the building. Yeah. There's a whole sequence where you have to dodge ghosts climb the stairs.
Yep.
And when you got Game Genie, you could make it go like mad fast, like you put it in like turbo mode. Because like that shit was like ding, 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 up the stairs, walk across, up the stairs. And I don't know how many levels there were in that motherfucker.
It was a rack of that shit.
It went and went and went. So he got the Game Genie and was like clickety click.
The Game Genie was a shit. I remember there was a controller. You could change the speed with the controller. There was a knob on the controller. You could click over like. You know, instead of having to press
turbo button, there was like the slow mo button, which would just hit pause for you over and over and over again. So like you were moving, but it was hitting pause so fast that you could slow it down. That was a special controller. That wasn't the Game Genie. That was a special controller.
The controller was tight because when I had Contra and that fucking controller, I didn't have to worry about fucking keep pressing the button. I just cut that motherfucker off and let that shit go. Right. That shit was fire. That's when I was able to beat Contra was with that controller.
I tell you, that stuff was a good time, man.
Nostalgia, man. Like, look, yo, no lie. Got up, got my shit together to get here, fucking hopped in the motherfucking truck, and I got satellite radio, right? Bruh, fucking MC Hammer's Too Legit to Quit was on. That shit took me way back. Hammer don't get enough credit, man.
Hammer did some real damaging things for himself.
Hold on, yes, but look, Hammer don't get credit for the shit he did because Snoop wouldn't be the fucking mogul in commercials and shit had it not been for Hammer. If Hammer didn't do all the commercials and shit, Snoop wouldn't be out here doing shit with fucking Martha Stewart and fucking, who else? Martha Stewart, Bic, the ovens, I mean the smokeless ovens, all the shit Snoop got going on, the Snoopios with Master P and
Snoop
shit.
Snoop got a lot going on, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
He's marketing though. He's trying to
Hammer, Hammer did it first.
But Hammer, the reason everyone learned from Hammer is because Hammer fucked up, lost all his money.
Yes, because he had too many motherfuckers he was paying for.
He was taking care of a whole fucking village of people.
I get what he was coming from, like, yo, I'm going to take care of my peoples, but he didn't know when to say no to the peoples. Like, well, you got to say no.
He didn't know how to utilize the group of friends he had while turning down exactly. the group of people that he had that he didn't have real work for.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like if we got lucky and got real money for this show and I got to hire a couple people to help do some things.
Yeah.
Like literally, quite literally, I could maybe fill three positions.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're going to make the videos and you're going to do them like this and you're going to market.
Yep.
I'm out of everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have anything left. Like, that's why I say maybe three. Because maybe I come up with something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I had, like, a lot of money to spend, I wouldn't need a lot of people to spend it on.
Yeah. Just but Hammer, I'm giving you your flowers, bro. Ain't nobody giving you your flowers. I'm giving you your flowers. Because everybody clowned him was like, oh, he all commercial. But then he got with Death Row and then started doing...
That's because he's too legit to quit.
He started Pumps and a Bump.
Yeah, Pumps and a Bump.
Pumps and a Bump was fucking hilarious. Pumps and a Bump Funky Headhunters. He went from too legit to quit and can't touch us to Pumps and a Bump. Pumps and a Bump. We like the girls with the Pumps and a Bump. Pumps and a Bump.
And the fucking video is ridiculous.
The video was fucking stupid,
He's
though.
He's wearing a fucking banana hammock.
Well, like, my aunts, boy, they loved it. When Hammer, when Hammer had the banana hammock on, that was it.
Fucking Hammer.
Out there, man, just fucking...
he went from parachute pants to just a banana hammock.
Yep. And some saggy jeans and fucking the Atlanta Falcons hat.
He's like, I'm going to give you everything to the imagination and then nothing to the imagination. He's so ridiculous. If, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the Pumps and a Bump video, there's a real probably reason for that, but you should check it out. It's worth a gander for just a moment just to see just how far Hammer went to try to make himself continue to be too legit.
Well, that's what happened when you got to Death Row. They had to, we got to change your image. Now you with Death Row. You can't be doing this party and shit.
Nah, Label is not Death Row on this.
It's not Death Row? He wasn't with Death Row yet?
It's not Death Row. It's showing Giant / Reprise.
Huh.
I don't know. I have to look into it more.
Because I know he went with Death Row for a time. Because him and Tupac was tight.
I don't know about any of that.
I don't think
he was with
Death Jam. Yeah. No, he was with... I'm telling you,
Death
man.
Row.
Yeah. Him and Pac. Pac was trying to help him with another album to come out and shit. Man, I remember all that from back in the day. Went from Can't Touch This and Too Legit to Quit to Adam. Remember the Addams Family joint he did?
Single peaked at number 3 on Billboard.
What was it?
Pumps and a Bump.
Say what they want to say. Do what they want to do. Live how they want to live. Play how they want to play.
Pumps and a Bump.
The Addams Family. And then he went straight to Pumps and a Bump. Pumps and a Bump. We're like the girls with the Pumps and a Bump. Either way, I'm still giving you your fucking flowers, Hammer. People disrespecting you, man. You started a commercial.
People putting no, they ain't putting respect on your name.
Respect on your name, Hammer.
Respect on your name, man.
Putting respect on your name, Hammer.
First single off of Funky Headhunter, which represented a departure from Hammer's previous pop image. Track contained samples from George Clinton's Atomic Dog. Original music video, Hammer wearing nothing but a Speedo and dancing suggestively alongside numerous swimsuit-clad women, which resulted in it being banned from MTV as it was considered too graphic. And too much Hammer dick in this. There's too much Hammer dick in this.
Too much Hammer dick.
We can't have all this Hammer dick in this.
He has been Hammer dick in this. He's like, oh, whoa, whoa. Hammer, put that dick away.
He's like, Hammer, put that dick away.
Put that dick away, bro. That's too much dick for 5 a.m. fucking 5 p.m. show, bro.
That shit is not making it on TRL.
Oh, shit. It would make it on BET Uncut, though, back in the day.
You thought they just called you the Hammer, bro. You can't be doing that.
Out here swinging on bitches.
Put that bitch back in your pocket, man. Put that thing over your shoulder or something, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
That ain't how a Speedo's supposed to be.
Ain't supposed to look like that, bro.
Why that motherfucker?
That ain't how a Speedo's supposed to look.
Well, would you take that gas station pill,
this
motherfucker?
This video is too graphic.
Speedo ain't got the answers, man.
He took that gas station pill before you did this video, motherfucker. What the fuck's going on?
I know.
Get that Rhino hammer.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Hey, the 90s was wild, man. A whole lot of shit going on. Uh-huh. 90s was good time. Good time for all.
90s for sure.
Had a surplus. Fuck it, man. We was doing good. Motherfuckers had money. We was gravy. Got here spending money like we ain't, like was going to never run out and shit.
It was nice living in the 90s.
Fuck yeah. Had a blast, man. Fucking the movies, the music. You could... Every genre of music was on point.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking shit, dumbass shows, like, you had Springer, Maury, all of them came out during then.
Shout out to Springer, man.
Montel.
I watched the shit out, Jerry.
What's the little fat bitch?
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake. Sally Jesse.
With the glasses.
Yeah.
With the glasses. Yeah. Donahue, the dude with the glasses. Started it all. Then
I forgot about him.
Then Oprah came in and took over Donahue's spot.
Yep.
And then everybody tried to be Oprah.
Yep.
And then Ellen was a bitch.
And it, oh, man, America's Most Wanted? Oh, yo, the intro to that.
Remember that in Unsolved Mysteries?
Yep. Unsolved Mysteries. That was my dude. He come on, and tonight we are going to talk about
Robert Stack.
He had that fucking voice, yo, that guy.
He had that scary voice.
Yeah, the voice then, with that the music, music was
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was on time with that. It was straight on time with that.
There it is.
Freak you out music.
That was my shit. Yeah, Rescue 911.
Tonight.
Back in the day.
We investigate.
Because they bring it in here and say, that part, that's what it is. All right, here we go.
One witness.
That's what locks you in.
Yep.
When I was a kid, that down.
You had to tune in. You knew it was ready.
If I heard do-do-do-do-do-do and I changed the channel, I was good. But if I heard, but down.
This right here is like the perfect horror movie music that was never used. It was just for this show.
When we make our horror movie, we're gonna throw this in.
This gotta be what's just about to go down. You gotta have this shit.
Now that's when you're possessed. That's when your possession is. Like.
Yep. Oh shit, about to go down.
Like your head spinning on your body. Get out of there.
Shit's about to go down, y'all. When you hear the Unsolved Mystery music, man, it's about to go down.
We might have to kill Mike tonight.
Yeah.
That was back when wrestling was good.
Oh,
yep,
Lord.
Yep.
Wrestling really was the best in the 90s and the early 2000s.
That was real shit, bro.
Yeah.
They were doing insane shit, bro.
Stone Cold. If Stone Cold was there, it was all right. It was worth watching. If Stone Cold was around, it was a good time in wrestling.
Man, I remember being a little kid and fucking when Ultimate Warrior shit would come on, I'm like, oh, he about to fuck shit up. Or Legion of Doom when they came out.
Wrestling was a shit back in cage matches and shit. And
we had good shit. And then I look at the shit now and I'm like, the quality, because everybody's on PC now. It's just terrible.
Yeah, if they had some good offensive pro wrestling shit right now, that could be amazing.
Al Bundy, Married with Children, could not be on today.
No, that show needs to be on.
That's what we need, though.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a modern day Al Bundy.
Al Bundy was my dude, yo. he was the drunk uncle that you're like, man, here he is again. He about talking shit, but he funny as shit.
He's the drunk uncle we wish we had.
But that motherfucker, yo, the Bundys, they could throw down. Remember when they got fighting in traffic? All of them could throw down. Not a single one. You ain't want to see the Bundys' hands.
Nah. You don't want the Bundys to match. Because they're gang rape, bro. They beat you down and then abuse you on the ground once you're out cold.
Let Bud's little horny ass knock you out. He's going to rub something else on you, too. You don't want the dick beaters on you, man.
I got one. That's your ass.
Yeah, dude. That's what the world needs now. some fresh take on some offensive shit that just doesn't happen.
They really need to have the Men in Living Color shit come out on HBO and put all these motherfuckers back in their place. All the ignorant shit that's going on in the
world. If they did a Wayans directed and produced Living Color now on like an HBO or Netflix or something.
Stand-up's not gone.
It's not gone. It's just you gotta go for it. Like, you gotta look for the good stuff. It's out there. See, don't sit here and act like that shitty ass terrible They Ain't Them Ones comedy tour we went to is representative of what's going on out there.
Who would you have in Living Color as a cast now?
Bring back the OGs. They're all alive.
But who would you be able to pass the torches to after the OGs?
Like, nobody. You want it because no one's gonna. Only the gangsters are gonna pick up on that.
No, look,
and the rest of the world's gonna hate on it.
You bring back the originals and you do like a season or three.
Yeah.
And everybody's gonna freak out about it.
Three seasons on Netflix or something like that.
What does Jim Carrey do lately? Nothing.
Nothing.
What are the Wayans dudes doing lately? Not much.
Nah, I ain't doing shit.
They're all available.
None of them.
If they're doing stand up or nothing,
yeah,
or like small movie roles here or there, they'd all be fairly available.
I mean,
I'd bring them in and be like, get to it, let's go. Like, it's 1993.
Can you imagine what the Fly Girls look like now? They probably look good. We bring in the young, bring J-Lo back, and then all new Fly Girls. J-Lo be the choreographer.
Yeah,
no, that'd be acceptable.
Nah. Like, we definitely get to get the young Fly Girls, but we run the old school dudes and ladies, everybody that was in the original cast, and just run it with them and let them write it like, you got no limits like you did back then.
Yeah.
I want this shit wide the fuck open.
Yeah, because, man, Living Color Man would throw shit in your fucking face.
Dude, we got to get Handyman back in the mix.
Handyman you know was what I'm my saying? Dude.
Like, we need these people.
When I showed my son and them the fucking shit and he saw Handyman, and when that motherfucker said, oh, and he falls out the window to take off flying, my son was like, y'all really were able to watch shit like this? Like,
Where came from? I didn't just make it.
Like, this,
that's Damon Wayans.
I grew up with this shit, boy. Like, I was younger than you watching this shit right here. Every Thursday night. And when that motherfucker fly in the air, he's like, Andy Man, and he wipes his mouth. My son's like, yo, dad, that's too much, dad. And he beats the dude up in the handicap stall. Because the guy in the wheelchair is like, man, I gotta go. And he's like, dad, for real? I said, yeah, boy, this is what we watch, man. This was our shit, you know? Like, they don't make shit like this no more. Blazing Saddles. You ain't gonna get a Blazing Saddles out this motherfucker.
But we need it, man. We need these things, man. That's what I'm saying. We need real comedy
poke
in this world.
Poke fun at the fucking bullshit. Like, if you poke fun at the bullshit, yo, everybody be able to be... And it brought up conversations. You be able to talk about shit.
Well, but it's like everybody's so, like, willfully offended. Everybody, it's like recreational outrage is a term I hear, where it's just like, this is what people do. They're like, let me find something to be offended by.
Let me be
and
mad at this
raise
shit.
Raise hell about it. Instead of ignoring it. Like we used to say back in the 90s, you don't like it, change the channel. Don't fucking watch that shit. Don't listen. You don't like the podcast, don't listen.
Exactly.
Don't complain.
That simple.
Don't just, you know.
If you don't like something, walk away.
Don't just thumbs down it every time something new comes out.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Move the fuck on with yourself. Find something you do like. That's what it really boils down to.
Yeah.
Find something you do like instead of find something you don't like and complain about it
and point it out like, I really don't like this shit. Here these motherfuckers are again. Well, obviously you gotta like it somewhat because you're listening again.
I mean, that's
or you're
the
watching
thing.
Again. Like, there is some kind of attraction to it for you.
Oh, but that's what it was for Stern back in the day. Motherfuckers loved to see what they was gonna say next, even though they hated them or love them. If you hate or love us, you want to see what we say next because we're stupid.
Like, look,
like
Flavor of Love, Flavor of Love.
They started the with shit on the floor. Head. How is it not gonna get more interesting?
Yeah. Like, it drew you in, even though everybody knew Flavor is an ugly motherfucker. And these bitches came. Be out here trying to fucking fuck with this nigga. No, but them bitches was out there.
They all can, and it all happens.
And then there was a season 2. You know what I mean?
And then New York got her own shit.
And that bitch, boy, that was just a horrible hot mess. That's when I stopped watching shit. After Flavor of Love, my guy, fuck it, I'm done with reality show. Flavor of Love was the only one I really was at. I was actually into that shit because it was funny.
There were a couple back in the day shows that were fairly interesting, but like, it's, I don't know. I don't have time for that. I'd rather get a PlayStation 5 and play video games, man.
Yeah.
Than watch reality TV. I don't even fuck with video games that much. But
Real World back in the day was actually good. I think the last one I watched was when this dude slapped the bitch that called him gay. And he was really gay.
But the Real World is the thing that started it all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it definitely was.
It ruined everything.
Definitely was.
Like, that was the catalyst.
You got these motherfuckers that nobody know to pay him nothing to for 7 days to live in a house together.
And that's the thing.
Real simple, just see what people do together.
It's so much cheaper than a scripted program.
Absolutely.
That they're like, okay, well, there we go, sold.
But if you look at some of the old people that used to do Real World, like one of them's a senator. There's another motherfucker that...
Well, they're all over the place, man.
Random shit will come on. I'm like, yeah, I remember this motherfucker from a Real World.
One of the bitches is on the Fox News. Another one of them does Entertainment Tonight.
Yep, that one's there.
On the other program just to entertainment shit at night.
Fuck, Joe Clare is a comedian who went from being on Real World to comedian.
Theo Vaughn was on Road Rules.
Yep.
He's a huge comedian.
Yep.
Like, them motherfuckers is all over the place.
Some of them use that platform to get themselves into a different, like, there was one joint where
get to that next stratosphere.
They were on the show and they got in trouble for drinking on the job because Real World got them a job, like they had to work, you know, and they got fired because they was drunk. They were like, they're sitting there like, yo, we don't want to deal with these kids. Like, we didn't sign up to work in this, like, daycare or whatever. And they showed up to work drunk, and they're like, yo, y'all been drinking? They're like, yeah, we've been drinking. We've been drinking since this morning. Like, fuck y'all. They're like, oh, y'all are fired now. Okay, cool. And that dude went on, I think his name was Cyrus. He went on and became, like, he was one of the first people to ever get paid to play video games. He was in video game development. He's like, man, I get paid all day to just play video games. That's what I got paid for. After I did the show, I got into this company playing video games, and they paid me all day to play video games. That's how I made all this fucking money. I was like, God damn. One of the first to ever fucking do that shit. Different times though back then. Just try it. That's basically it. All right. I'll go ahead. Let's see what happens with this shit.
Yeah, give it a whirl, guys. Give it a whirl. Like... You know.
Now these motherfuckers, all you gotta do is go on a show and fucking act stupid. Be like, fuck you, bitch, if they throw a bottle at somebody.
I mean, hell, some people are getting some shine just for being fucking crazy in public.
That's also true, too. You know,
people are getting all kinds of angles. And, I mean, I don't, you know, it's funny. Like, I do this shit because I like doing this show. Like, yeah. I like hanging with y'all, doing the thing, and having the laughs and all that jazz. But, like... All the things that you would do to, like, promote the show, I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't even feel like doing any of that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just doing what I like doing at this point.
Just having a good fucking time.
Like, fuck it.
If you listen. If you don't, you don't. Like, motherfuckers ask questions, but here, tune in and check it out.
Right, I'm like, you share. I ain't got time to share.
Who was it?
I got other things to do.
Fuck, I can't remember who it was, but I turned them on to the show. And they was like, yo, I seen the joint where y'all sitting on the couch, man, and y'all talking about, I think it might have been the paranormal joint. It was my cousin. Shout out to my cousin out there from Arizona, man. Appreciate you, Pat.
Oh, out in AZ? That's what's up?
He said, man, my cousin Spencer turned them on to the show. He was like, yo, I seen y'all do y'all's thing. He goes, man, y'all doing good. I'm like, hey, appreciate you. Thank you. You know, good. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, you might not listen to it all the time, but at least you tuned in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I ain't knocking it. Like, fuck, you know?
Yeah, you ain't got to listen to everything.
Nah.
Nobody does. Like, if you listen, have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully you enjoy the show. Because I tell people all the time when I give them a card, I'm like, I do this show. It might be offensive. It might not be. Hopefully you'll find it entertaining.
Yeah.
If you don't find it entertaining, hopefully you'll have a nice day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, sweating this shit. I'm not trying to browbeat people into listening to this motherfucker. I'm like, we be doing this.
Yeah.
You want to listen, man, we going to be doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Think tank, a fucking therapy session, the whole fucking night.
It's an emotional growth podcast.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa was like, what if y'all did an emotional growth podcast? Bitch, we've been doing an emotional growth podcast.
Check this out. Talk about some growth. So, this motherfucker, man, had an incident with a client, Tuesday or it had to be Thursday this week because Friday was a good day. Man, I go to this motherfucker spot. First of all, I hate going there because I got to park on the street. I got to park behind the building, park on the street, throw all my hoses over the fence, stretch every last hose I got, which is 60 feet altogether of hoses, to this fucking tank to pump out fucking antifreeze, right? I do my usual routine. I throw the shit over the hose or over the fence, stretch the hose out to the tank, get my stinger put in the tank. Now, they got cones. They got two cones with a chain on them, right?
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, you know what? Let me set this up right now because I got to go back to my truck and get my cone because I know if there's not a cone near this hose, these fuckers are going to run over this fucking hose, right? So I take the cone. It's by a car. I stretch it as far as I can across my hose. So you can see the chain is pulled.
Right,
hose
right.
is out. You know what I mean? Cones are here, and I'm going to go get a third one. I'm going to set right on the other side of that one right there. So that we got three different cones here.
I already know what's going to happen, but tell it, Mike. Tell me about it.
I go out the fence, walk back to my truck. I look up. Motherfucker runs over the hose. I'm like, well, okay. I can't do the job now because then damage my hose. Uh-huh. Let me go in here, tell them what happened, and tell them how this process happens after this, right? So I go in the building. As I'm walking in the building, the bay door opens up again. That same motherfucker that drove over it once, drove over it again. And I'm like, okay, you can't be that ignorant, but fuck it, whatever. I go into the parts room, I say, hey, excuse me, gotta let y'all know, gentleman just rode out of here, ran over my hose twice. By law, when these hoses are damaged, I cannot use them again. It's against regulations, I cannot use these hoses. So what my company does is, we replace them and we send y'all the bill. And then, you know, we get reimbursed. And the guy was like, okay. I said, okay, who is that person I have to talk to about this? He goes, I'm that person. Cool. Can I get your name? He goes, well, I can give you my card. I said, all right, cool. Appreciate you. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, do what I got to do and I'm head on out. He said, oh, you can send the bill, but we ain't going to pay it. And I'm like, again, okay. Fine by me.
Not my problem.
I don't give a fuck.
When y'all don't get your oil or your antifreeze or whatever picked up,
yeah,
it's going to be
your problem. You right. know what I mean? Right. That, and I already know this. So
don't
I'm
pay
like,
your
whatever.
Bill. I don't give a fuck. I don't like coming here anyway.
Exactly.
The fuck you think I care about that? Man. You think you're going to make me mad by not paying the bill and I don't got to come here no
exactly.
more?
Exactly.
Bitch, please don't pay the bill. That, fuck you.
That's exactly what he just said, word for word,
yeah, what you wanna say,
is what is going on in my head right now.
That fuck?
So I go out there and I was like, I gotta take pictures of everything. So I get my phone and I'm out there taking pictures and I'm laughing like, yo, this motherfucker gotta be a complete idiot. Like, how the fuck you run over this bitch twice, you know? With the cone that's right here, because they had to get out and move the cone because
to drive over the hose?
Exactly. So shit was moved. You know what I mean? So you seen the shit there. So I'm taking pictures of shit, right? The dude comes out, he comes walking down the ramp with his chest all poked out. I'm like, oh, he's on one today. Okay, that's cool.
Fuck, you got hoses you know out I mean? Here my way for
so he looks, he goes, oh, those are our cones right there. And I'm like, it's a caution cone. He goes, no. Those are our cones right there. There's nothing listed on them saying stop or anything like that. It's a caution cone, bro. It's a traffic cone. That's what it's called.
It's to indicate to you to pay attention. There's something around here you should be aware of.
I said, anybody under the sun sees a cone, they're going to stop and take aware of what the fuck's around because there's a cone set up for a fucking reason. So he was like, oh, we ain't paying nothing, blah, 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 blah. He's steady going
they
off.
They all trying to get hard on you and shit.
Yeah, so
you going to have to fix your hose and you want to come back here. And, I got hoses, bro. I ain't worried about
it. Yeah, so I'm looking at him like, hey, man, look. You know, you can take the attitude up with me like that all you want to. I'm just letting you know, I can't pump your antifreeze. You're going to have to get somebody else to do this. Then he turns around and looks at me and goes, all right, that ain't no problem. Get the fuck off my fucking property. And I looked at him and started laughing. I'm like, yo, you a funny dude, man. Like, man, back in the day, I would have really fucked you up for some dumb shit like that coming out your mouth like that. But today, I'm going to laugh at you because you stupid, you little big bitch. You know what I mean? So I'm laughing at him. Call my boss up like, hey man, I had an incident with a client today. Just to let you know, he's like, I already got off the phone with him. I'm like, Damn, he called you that fucking quick?
Yeah, like, ran over your homie's hose, and he talking about, I'm gonna have to pay for that shit.
Yeah,
the fuck
like,
kind of shit is that? What, you think, bruh, I'm gonna pay for some shit I broke? You must have lost your motherfucking mind.
So I'm laughing about the shit, right? So I'm
hey,
telling
you. Hey, cut. Yeah. Hey, come here, cut. I ain't paying for shit, cut. Get the fuck out of here. Go on and hit the bricks. I'm gonna hit this jack right quick. Fuck you, cut.
Yeah, so I'm talking to my boss about the shit.
Hey, look at me here, blood. Fuck you.
And I'm telling him, I'm like, look, man, I'm not dealing with these fuckers no more. I'm not coming here. Don't bother asking me because this motherfucker was an asshole. Like, I wasn't a prick to this motherfucker. I gotta stand if I was a straight dickhead to him, but this motherfucker was a dickhead to me, so I don't feel like dealing with this client no more. He said, man, Mike, let's cooler heads prevail.
Calm down, Mike. You know you're gonna have to come back.
And I said, I'm like, motherfucker, I am calm. I'm just telling you, fuck him. He said, Mike, so you think we can do this next week? I said, no. I'm not doing this next week. I already told you. I'm not dealing with the motherfucker. That's on him to get his shit out of there. Like, fuck him, right? So he's like, oh, shit, the guy's calling me back again. I don't give a fuck. So he calls me back. He's like, hey, is there any way you can get this tomorrow? I said, I just told you I'm not going back there. I can't anyway, even if I was supposed to go back, I can't. Because he ran over the fucking hose. They're damaged. I cannot use these fucking hoses today, motherfucker. What don't you get? Like, you're not listening to what the fuck I'm saying. I said, you know what, nah, I'm not even going to argue with you because you being a yes man to this motherfucker right now. You done bent over backwards, and now you taking the dick. Cool. Whatever. So he goes, we're going to send the other guy out there. I'm like, you can send him out there. That's cool, too. I don't give a fuck. I told you I wasn't going, right?
Take him off my list of motherfuckers I fucks with. Exactly. I don't fucks with him. We
so
done.
Then the motherfucker texts me when I get back to the shop. He's like, hey, future reference, let's just be more careful where we put the hoses at. And I'm like, where the fuck, there is no other place to put a fucking hose.
See, that's a boss that's ignorant as fuck, doesn't know what the fuck's going on, hadn't
exactly
asked you about the situation at all. Fuck that motherfucker, too.
Bro, I done sent pictures to this motherfucker. He's like, you gotta be more careful. There is no other place to put these hoses. There's no way to get onto their property. I have to be in the road. My truck is in the road with cones set up in the road so cars can go around me because, for some odd reason, if you don't have a cone sitting out behind your truck, even though you have the lights on, motherfuckers will set behind your fucking vehicle the entire time. It's something in the water in Northern Virginia. It's Potomac water in Northern Virginia.
People are stupid. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to bring this episode of the Mason
the
and Friend Show to a close. If you're a sheeple, try to get your shit together. Think more for yourself.
Shit. Think outside the box.
Think for yourself.
You know?
Think for yourself.
Please do.
Please. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
check on my snake.
Oh, nice yeah, you gotta check on your trap.
Jew gonna check on that Jew hunter.
Happy Irish Day, too, for all y'all leprechaun fucks out there.
Oh, yeah, fucking
day.
Made up day for motherfuckers to get drunk and act stupid.
Amateur holiday.
Don't be ignorant
careful
tonight.
They already, they was ignorant
it's
yesterday.
It's ignorant weekend, dog. This is a weekend St. Patty's Day. It's from Friday to Monday,
them
dog.
Them motherfuckers is already out down the road.
What, the boys?
Nah. Fucking ignorant people at the bar.
Yeah, they were. They're getting it in. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Please check out old episodes as well as new episodes.
Like, share, subscribe.
That's right. Be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Little bits by little bits, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things you're trying to get done because that's how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. Don't forget, we love you very much.
Love y'all.
We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Peace.
Go.